Price. Mill nut. That's nice.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again from old rain-soaked Middle West, but I guess that's probably typical all over the country. The April showers are coming down to bring those wonderful May flowers. We're all set to munch on some Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum for the next quarter hour. Now, today we had hoped to have as our guest from California, where I presume it might be sunny, one Mr. Les Baxter. However, because of the press of his great studio work out there, he's now scoring 3 motion pictures and getting ready to go down to Mexico, probably for some chili con carne, after which I hope he has Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. We're unable to make those connections out to the West Coast, so you and I are just going to spend a quarter hour playing some real pleasant music for you, and I think you're probably going to enjoy it. Now, there's a newcomer on the firmament of show business, and his star is emblazoned high in those heavens, because his name is Tommy Sands. He's just a youngster. He got a great break in television and in radio, and now on motion, or rather on music and records with the Capitol people, and it looks indeed as though he's one of the hottest prospects today in show business on the American scene. Here is Tommy Sands to start things off on this very pleasant Monday with a thing called Ring-a-ding-a-ding.
My heart goes ring-a-ting-a-ting, because my baby kissed me ring-a-ting-a-ting tonight. Ring-a-ting-a-ting, my head goes ring-a-ting-a-ting, because my baby held me ring-a-ting-a-ting so tight. My heart goes ring-a-ting-a-ting, my head goes ring-a-ting-a-ting, I feel so ring-a-ting-a-ting, 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 ring-a-ting-a-ting. I want her ring-a-ting-a-ting, I need her every night and day. Love her so much I pray, wedding bells shoot her ring-a-ting-a-ting on my way. Who's a ring-a-ting-ting, because my baby kissed me ring-a-ting-a-ting tonight. Ring-a-ting-a-ting, my head goes a ring-a-ting-ting, because my baby held me ring-a-ting-a-ting so tight. My heart goes a ring-a-ting-a-ting, my head goes a ring-a-ting-a-ting, I feel so ring-a-ting-a-ting, 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 ring-a-ting-a-ting. I want her ring-a-ting-a-ting, I need her every night and day. Love her so much I pray, wedding bells soon, ring-a-ting-a-ting on my way. A ring a ting on my way. A ring a ting on my way.
Ring a ding.
That's Tommy Sands with a fine record, a new Capitol etching, a thing called Ring a Ding a Ding. On the other side, a pretty ballad called My Love Song. And I suppose it just all depends whether you're of the romantic, idealistic type, or whether you like your music a little bit on the jivey side. But today we thought maybe the jivey side was a little bit better. But ordinarily, I don't know, maybe I'm a dreamer too. I'm up there in the ivory tower, and I think My Love Song is an equally fine record by Mr. Tommy Sands. Let me make a suggestion to you. Chew your blues away today with Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, Monday is sort of blue Monday, you know, after the letdown of a couple of days where you spend those happy hours with the kids and with the little woman around the house. Sort of tough to get back into the harness of the workaday world again. And so that's why I think generally Monday is thought of as being sort of a blue day. That's for Papa's reason. Now, Mama's reason is, of course, that it means swinging into action along the stationary tubs of the washing machine over the board, or like Joe Foss's mother does. She goes down to the river and beats them on the rocks. But regardless of what causes the blues in your household, don't have them. And I'll tell you that one of the nicest ways to dissipate them is sort of munch on that ever-loving good Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You remember to get some today, will you, please? After dinner or between meals, there's just nothing quite so nice to keep your mouth always fresh, your breath clean, your teeth attractive, is to have Wrigley Spearmint. So remember to get some today and enjoy it all hours of every day, day and night. But remember to ask for, by that name, Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I just know you're going to like it. Well, we have a record up by Betty Johnson. She's the little girl who is going to be one of our guest stars in the next couple of weeks here on this show. Formerly associated with our Chicago set of radio and television, now she's moved back to New York City where she's playing the clubs and the circuit of the bistros and also the big network radio shows. Here is Betty's new one, which is done on ballet and called, and it's a salute to Christopher Columbo, 1492.
If you were Chris Columbus back in 1492, America might be discovered, but not by you. You'd never sail across the sea to change the world's geography. You'd stay right there close to me in 1492. If you were Paul Revere way back in 1776, a love like ours might put the country in a fix. That horse of yours would still be tied. You'd never take that midnight ride. I'd be cuddling by your side in 1776. If I were Mrs. Bell, we'd need no telephone at all. 'Cause I can't hug you, baby, on a long distance call. If I were Mrs. Franklin, you'd throw away your kite. 'Cause my, oh my, how the sparks would fly when I kissed you every night. If you should build a rocket ship to fly up through the blue, someone else can be the pilot. No, not you. No matter what the age or time, I'd be yours and you'd be mine in 1999 or 1492. Should build a rocket ship to fly up through the blue. Well, someone else can be the pilot. No, not you. No matter what the age or time, I'd be yours and you'd be mine in 1999 or 1492.
That's a little bit of the idiom of music that she did, Miss Betty Johnson. A thing called I Dreamed, which, of course, launched her great successes on the ballet label. This is a label which is only about a year old and is one of the interesting phases of our business, how a record company so quickly can spring up into prominence. You know, in the old days, I know a great many mamas and papas and even the youngsters who might be on spring vacation and listening to us today realize that a few years ago there were only a half a dozen labels at most. Today there's just no such thing as a limit to the number of phonograph record companies, and almost every day of the week some new record reaches the desks of the disc jockeys all over the country, and it's a brand new record company because it's the simplest thing in the world. Today my appraisal of this thing is that youngsters are buying not so much music as they are sound. Sound is the important thing. Therefore, they are perfectly content at having less good singers, although this is no indication of that, and less good music, because what they hear in a song is a particular sound. So as a result, there's no reason why only major record companies can be in existence. And new record companies are springing up every day, and it's just absolutely amazing how the American talent front is so inexhaustible that almost every single day of the week a new youngster will come to the fore in the world of recorded music and start a great career in show business. It all goes to prove, of course, that the American enterprise, free enterprise system, is by far the finest. And this is a splendid indication of it, a new record company with a new girl singer combining both of their creative talents and her talent of singing to make what looks to be another big seller. Little White Lies on one side and 1492 on the other. Well, that's always been the way in this country. New things are always popping up. But a lot of the old things remain as favorites, and one of those is Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Now, if you haven't had an opportunity of trying it recently, I wish that you would today. When you go in and do your shopping after you finish beating the clothes against the rocks, Mama, you pick up a couple of packs of wonderful Wrigley Spearmint. The family's going to enjoy it after dinner. You're going to enjoy it any time of the day or night. And, of course, it's swell for the kids between meals because it never spoils their little appetites. So remember to get it by name, though, Wrigley Spearmint, because that's the best. Now, one of our favorite forms of music is the so-called CW form, or the country and western. Now, this generally is called hillbilly music. I think that's an unfair appendage to put to any music because I think it's an unfair word. It indicates some degree of bigotry and prejudices. I think it must better to say that this is music of the country and western sort. And there's a boy who is a foremost exponent of it by the name of Marvin Rainwater. He's a youngster whose biographical sketch I know little of other than the fact that he is part Indian. He has been associated with a great many of the big radio programs at the country and western level. And this is a record which was not generally exposed at the pop field of music, that is, the average pop disc jockey. But we discovered it around this territory. We liked it very much, and we've been playing it. And it all goes to prove that no longer are there geographical barriers to music, because this is a very popular hit in the Middle West. Marvin Rainwater, his MGM record, and a pretty thing called Gonna Find Me a Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all crying over you. There was a time my love was needed, my life completed, my dreams come true. Then came the time my life was haunted, my love unwanted, all for you. Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all crying over you.
That's real pretty music, isn't it, friends? That's called Gonna Find Me a Bluebird, done by Marvin Rainwater, a swell MGM record. I want to say here and now that I was teasing before, Joe Foss's wife doesn't beat her clothes and wash day against the rocks. He doesn't buy her any. But we're going to be back again tomorrow with another show. I hope that you're going to be with us. We're going to have another guest star tomorrow. And brother, what a guest star. Joe Foss will tell you about him in just 1 second. Let me first say, make certain that you get Wrigley Spearmint, and we'll all have a ball tomorrow. Until then, this is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks, love you, and we'll see you tomorrow same time on CBS. Here's Joe Foss, the rock beater.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with Music on Records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Jerry Lewis. This is the CBS Radio Network.
From Chicago.